Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Moses on our Wednesday Money Saving Show. And this Wednesday, like every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Midweek Update and give you 30 minutes of tips and tricks you need to save money throughout the week. And today's focus is going to be on top money wasters, things that we bleed or hemorrhage financially. $1 or two here or there at a time. Isn't it interesting if you ever take a look at, and I know that I refer to myself as the queen of swipe. As soon as credit cards and debit cards were able to be used just about everywhere, you don't even have to go in to pump gas or do anything. And then the advent of online shopping and memberships and subscriptions and all kinds of stuff were available, it's like, you go nuts. And you don't realize it because they justify it. They're really good at their selling technique. They justify how for just a few cents a day, you can do something to change your life, whether it is lose weight, quit smoking, exercise, whatever. You can find a way to spend money to fix what ails you. It's pretty fabulous how that works. But what happens when we don't use them? Do we think about the consequences of keeping those things around? Do they automatically cancel? Is there a penalty? Perhaps we got into something and we didn't really think about it too much because, well, we were buying on emotion. What do we know about ourselves from listening to our Saturday show? We know that we are emotional creatures that use reason and logic to justify our behavior after the fact. So get sucked in, we make all these commitments, and then for whatever reason, the best of intentions go sideways. Maybe you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight, and you signed up for the fancy gym down the block because it had all these cool amenities. And then you broke your arm or your leg doing something silly. It happened. I know that I broke a toe getting on the toilet. I know that sounds kind of funny. I'm like, what the heck? But I had just mopped, and I was mopping in another area of the house, and I was holding it because I had to go really bad. And I thought, no, I just want to finish my mopping. So I went running, and the bathroom was still wet, and I slid, and before you knew it, I fell, scraped my chin on the wall, and somehow wedged my foot behind the tank. It was a crazy, awful sight. And after I picked myself up off of the floor, my pinky toe was kind of hanging there, like not pointed in the direction of the other toes. It was kind of hanging off to the side. And I was like, that doesn't look good. So silly things happen to us with the best of intentions. But what do we do? Do we allow that to continue to suck money away, 20 bucks at a time, 30 bucks at a time, 5 bucks at a time? There are so many things that we get into that we don't realize cost us so much more money, but it's sold to us under the guise that it's saving us money because we are a part of some sort of greater group or club or something that convinces us that we need this and it's a good deal. And salespeople constantly refine their skills to become better at getting you to part with your money for what it is that you say you want. So what do you need to know? There are some specific things that you need to know when going into any kind of a contractual obligation or some sort of a recurrent payment thing. And this can be for anything, you know, and especially like cell phones are another type of subscription deal that can cost you oodles of cash. And we do it weird here in America. If you've ever traveled outside this country, cell phones and the cell phone industry is completely different than what it is here. You have to buy your phone outright in another country, and then you just pay for whatever service. And you're not really obligated contractually. I mean, you can if you want lower rates or specific packages, but you just kind of pay as you go, and when you're done, you're done. That's kind of how it works in just about every country I've been to. And you buy the phone, and they either have some sort of a prepaid program or a build program, but again, you're not hooked into these contracts. And what they do, because cell phones are more expensive than people think. There's no such thing as a free phone. And if you are a gadget guy or gadget gal like I am, and you always like the cool, slick technology, cell phones haven't really changed much in affordability in the last 20 years or so. And I used to sell cell phones, and you could get the bag phone or you could get the brick phone. And either way, the phone was $600. And guess what? If you don't sign a contract with a cellular provider to defray some of that, it's still a $600 phone if you get like an iPhone or a cool slick Android that does like all these things. And how they do that is they rope you into these two-year contracts. So they throw you a bone. They defer a couple $100 off of the price of the phone, which makes you, you know, the law of reciprocity in sales habits. So they do something for you. They knock $200 off the price of the phone. So then you, in turn, do something for them. You sign this two-year contract, which will cost you more than the $200 savings. I always buy my phones outright for cash. Most of the time is because I change them more often than underwear, it seems, because I always have to have the latest and greatest. However, when you buy that phone outright, you're not committed to those contracts. You can sign up for monthly plans, but you can cancel at any time. There are very little or no cancellation fees. And you have control now over your cell phone life. But you got to read the contract. You got to pay attention to that kind of stuff. And cell phones are one of the big things. If you are a moderate or emergency user only, prepaid is the way to go. Low initial investment, like $25 to $50 for the phone. And then you pay for however many you think you're going to use. And then you just refill it when you're done. It's a fabulous way to go. If you're just looking for an ability to make phone calls, if you need emergency service, you want to call to get stranded or confirm if you get lost, some things like that, and you don't need all the bells and whistles, that's totally the way to go. You have to be careful because one of the biggest consumer gripes are cell phone contracts. And again, you know, we here in America, we've got to do things different. What you need to do if you are contemplating getting into a cell phone contract is read the entire contract. Because many times the cancellation fee is so big that you may want to keep the service until such time you can properly cancel. And they usually require it in writing. Don't let those salespeople at the counter tell you that you could just come in and do it. You always want to protect yourself legally by canceling stuff in writing. No fancy language. Don't say, take this phone and shove it up your hmm. You just want to be, thank you very much for your service. Consider this as notice of cancellation of my service. I understand that I am within my window of time frame to cancel without penalty. Thank you so much. It's been a great ride. Time to get off. Bye. That's all it's got to say. Now, if you find that you are more than so many months away to cancel your contract, and the fee is pretty exorbitant, and the minimum amount of months left is even more exorbitant, there are options, depending on your cell phone provider, that you need to ask for. You can put your phone on a vacation hold, which will reduce all of your calling plans and minutes to zero, and charge you a small monthly fee, perhaps $5 a month. So if you have one of the internet phones and you're like at $130 a month, and $130 a month times 6 months or more left on your contract is more expensive than your cancellation fee, but your cancellation fee isn't something you can afford right now either, what you can do, call up and find out, say, hey, you know, my job is taking me to some faraway land for 6 months, and so I'm not going to be able to use my phone there because I'm going to be in a concentration camp or whatever you're doing. And they can put it on hold. And it usually doesn't really require any documentation other than you requesting it, and you pay the monthly fee for the vacation hold, and then be proactive, put a tickler reminder in your calendar when it is appropriate based on the time you started your contract to appropriately cancel, and that will significantly reduce your cost, and it will avoid you having to continue to pay that for the next however many months, and it will also allow you to cancel without any charges, any early termination fees that they will have. Now, if you were in the military, you can just show your orders and get out of your contract. They're supposed to be, oh my gosh, it just escaped me. But in the Credit Card Act, and I can't think of the original Credit Card Act, I can't think of what it is, because I got too many things running through my head that I want to share with you today. But service people can cancel. All you have to do is if you get orders to a foreign country, you can just show them your orders. Send them a copy. Don't send the original. Copy it and mail them a copy of your orders and request that they terminate your service or put it on hold at no fee. And service personnel, military service personnel specifically, have certain rights that they are granted through the different Credit Card Act. Text them against those types of things. It's a little bit difficult to make a phone call on your cell phone from a foxhole in a third world country. So I'm just saying, you might want to exercise that ability and be able to get yourself out of that situation. And that applies for any other type of credit extensions or payments or anything. The military has specific provisions for deployment to protect your credit. A lot of people don't know that as service personnel, what's available to them, and then they tend to have issues with their credit when they return as a result of these things. But that's one of the things that you can do to stop any kind of a membership or some sort of an agreement. Now, let's circle back to what we were talking about with regard to gym membership. Gym memberships are kind of their own animal, and according to consumerist.com, it is one of the toughest or biggest complaints out there next to cell phones is gym memberships, because we all want to work out and we think we're going to, and we decide to make this commitment, and then for whatever reason, and it could be through no fault of your own, like you could be injured and unable to work out. And if it's a long-term disability, you'll be able to bring that information in to the gym. And you, with that documentation, you should be able to cancel without penalty. These gyms are tricky because you can move, but I remember I was stuck in one like 20 years ago, International Fitness, and I had to move more than 50 miles from the nearest gym. And the nearest gym was like 35 miles, but I was not going to go drive 35 miles one way just to work out. And I said, are you serious? Because with the traffic where I had moved, it would have taken me well over an hour to get there. And so fortunately, I was able to continue to ask for another supervisor, the next supervisor's supervisor. And I did one thing that most people forget when they get angry and upset when people aren't helping them, is they allow themselves to be overcome by that emotion. But just remember, you get more flies with honey than vinegar. So the nicer you are, and the minute you engage somebody in their assistance and actually encourage them to be an active participant in helping you, they'll be more resourceful. And if they can't, they'll get you to the right department. And I'll give you an example of one technique that I was able to use. And I thought it was just the most incredible thing. And then I started using it. I just came up with this idea because I kept calling up and yelling at this one customer service person, and it was always a different person that I rolled into, but I was always hot under the collar And that really set off the tension, and the other person wasn't a super highly trained member of the staff, so they weren't able to diffuse my anger and redirect it more productively. But then I called, and I said, I'm going to try something different. And this time, I called in, and I said, oh, I'm so glad you answered. Thank you for taking my call. Boy, I sure hope you can help me with my problem. Now, if somebody said that to you, wouldn't that put you in a good mood? It engenders you to them. Boy, I'm so glad you picked up the phone. You were paid to do it anyway. But now you've just kind of greased the skids. Now they feel value. Now they feel like instead of being the adversary at a customer service place, oh, what is this person going to call in and try to get out of next? Now all of a sudden, you're bringing them into the fold. It's such a great technique. And so when you go to get out of any of these memberships or subscriptions that you have, it's a fabulous way to break the ice and get them disarmed so you can then get them to do what you want them to do, which would specifically be cancel your membership without penalty. Now we have more suggestions on getting rid of some top money wasters here on the Week Update. Plus, 5 subscriptions you can't live without. All that and so much more coming up right after this.
This is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a 3-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the very last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial freedom with Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the Midweek Update, 30 minutes of all the tips and tricks you need to manage your money. Listen to Heather Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Shri, Heather Wagenhall, your purveyor of prosperity on our Top Money Wasters show. And I have a quick question for you. Did you listen to yesterday's broadcast, our Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show? We talked about motivation styles and how to identify which style is yours. If not, take the time to surf over to unlockyourwealth.com and download the episode. You can listen to it also from iTunes, podcast.com. We're repeated so many places. All you have to do is Google us or link over from our website, unlockyourwealth.com, where we have all of our episodes archived for your convenience. And learn about motivation styles and what style you are and which one actually works better over the long term and how you can change your perspective to meet today's demand. It's a pretty good show, and we squeezed all that in just 15 minutes. So I would go there and download it and listen to it. It was pretty snappy. We had a good time, and we had a lively chat room, too, which was pretty exciting. So before the break, we were talking about different money wasters, and we highlighted gym memberships, and we also highlighted cell phone contracts. Another big money waster, now that internet access is virtually everywhere. Do you really need a big provider? No. What is the toughest one to get out of? And let me tell you, I've had my issues with this company, and I won't use them ever. And that's AOL, because, well, they tie you in to your contract, and it's supposed to be something that's super simple, but you can't just go in and cancel your account. You actually got to call in because the computer system just keeps looping you around. And according to AskDaveTaylor.com, author and blogger and management consultant who answers technology-related questions, he says that canceling AOL is a long, tedious, and appeared to be a drawn-out process that they try to make as difficult as possible if you stay with them. But the best way, he says, is to call and ask. And they have an 800 number, 800-827-6324, 827-6324. And he says, in terms of wait time, you're going to hang in there because it'll take forever. And then the person he got on the phone kept grilling him as to why he needed to cancel. Now, even though AOL is offering free content, if you have been a paying member, it doesn't go away. So what you need to do is cancel that membership, and they'll just bleed you dry month after month. And these are just kind of the top three. What you need to do, truly, to be effective, is to pull out all of your bank statements that you have ever paid for with a credit card or debit card and take a look at recurring payments. You might not even know you're paying for stuff. Back in the day, before they changed the law to be opt-in, a lot of places would send you stuff that you had to opt out of if you didn't want it. you were automatically subscribed. There were a lot of offers that would come in your credit card statements or your bank statements saying, oh, 30 days risk-free, and if you don't like the service, you have to opt out. And they changed the law because all kinds of people were getting billed for stuff that they just were throwing that stuff away, weren't even reading it. And then before you know it, it became a big problem. So they changed the law, so you have to opt into things. But perhaps was there some coupons that you use? Oh, just, you know, try our service for 30 days, and you get all these coupons for free to go have dinner somewhere or do something. And then they're bleeding you $3, $5, $7, $10 a month. Take a look at your statements and look at some of the recurring issues. Do you know what they are? Are you using what you're paying for? And if not, start canceling. Now, look at your contract if you do remember those. And then learn about what your state laws are. A lot of them have what they call buyer's remorse clauses or cooling off periods, where you can back out of certain contracts and subscriptions without any cause or without any charge. Make sure that you cancel in writing. And many times it'll cost you more to go on a month-to-month than an annualized contract. But if you're not sure you're going to make the commitment, that's a great way to go. And then another thing. And this brings me back to N.J. Jamarco's interview from last Saturday's show when he was talking about stuff. If you have to think about something long and hard and figure out how you're going to justify paying for something, it's probably something you don't need and can't afford at that particular moment. And what we always like to do when we do our break the budget key and then we have take emotions or we have no seasonal exceptions coming up this week, is instead of saying, no, I can't have that, figure out either when you can have that or what can I do to achieve the same desired result but in a different, more affordable process for ourselves. That way, we're not sacrificing, we're not giving up, we're not depriving ourselves, which causes more mental anguish and it causes us to binge and splurge further down the road, which becomes more expensive to us. So we need to think in those terms. Now, five things that they are recommending, according to Smart Money Magazine, memberships worth signing up for. If you have kids, zoos and aquariums can significantly cut your costs with those exorbitant entrance fees and perhaps will give you discounts also on additional stuff within the park, like special rides that cost more or concessions, things like that, discounts in the tchotchke department for all of your souvenirs, et cetera. AARP, $12.50 a year for folks that are 50 and over, and you get a litany of discounts everywhere. So for $12.50, it's easy to get that. And with some of their simple discounts, like, for example, Borders Bookstores gives you a 10% discount right off the top. If you are an avid reader, real quick, some warehouse clubs can be cost-effective if you have a larger family or can shop and pool your resources with neighbors. How about AAA? Don't know how to fix a flat tire and don't care to learn? Don't carry jumper cables and need a quick jump start? AAA at $48 a year might pay for itself. And amusement parks also have some sort of memberships that will pay for the probably within the first couple of visits. So evaluate how often you're going to use some things and figure out where you can benefit and take advantage of some of those potential savings in those areas. Do you have an idea of a way to get out of a membership that we didn't cover here on the show? Do you enjoy reading blogs with more information that we didn't get in here? Well, if you do, please surf over to the website. Elena DiFiore, our program director, has written a fabulous blog on how to save money and get out of some sticky membership. All you have to do is visit www.unlockyourwealth.com. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and you have been listening to the Midweek Update, Top Money Wasters from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you on our Saturday show at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com.